I thought it's appropriate I kind of talk a little bit about what's going on with the electric industry today. People are getting tired of hearing the word unprecedented, but it is absolutely unprecedented. As of right now, we're still in a level 2 emergency warning, and I'll explain a little bit about that. But right now, as of right this minute, there's no plans for any type of rolling blackouts or planned outages. The reason that happens is the Southwest Power Pool, they're the managers of all of the transmission system and the generation in a 14-state area, and it's their job to make sure that stays up and running at all times. What's happened here with this extreme cold, it has extremely limited the natural gas supply for generation, and a lot of the renewables are not working like they had hoped they would, so there's a shortage of electric energy. It's up to them to make sure that continues to flow. So they, a normal condition, there's nothing. And then level 1 is like you need to be paying attention because we're going to be running short of generation. Level 2 warning is that all generation is running and we're right on the edge. And then a level 3 is when they go to a level 3, they contact the transmission operators, in our case down here in Southwest Kansas, the Sunflower Electric. And they're directed to curtail load, and it's immediate. It's not, there's no time to discuss or consider. They start shutting stuff off. We work hand in hand with Sunflower, so we're prepared. The minute they would tell us that this is going to happen, then we would have to start shedding some of Garden City's load if that's what's going to be required. And the whole point of all of that is to keep that 14 state regions transmission system up and running to keep power flowing to as many customers as possibly can be. Yesterday we were in a level 3 for quite a while. They shut off a lot of power in Nebraska, in North and South Dakota. Kansas was affected. Southwest Kansas was affected. And, you know, I suppose if I was to have a message to everybody, it would be just continue to conserve. Conserve as much as you can. It really does make a huge difference. And unfortunately, with these high costs, at some point in time, you know, we all know how that cost works, and it will roll back down to those of us that are using the energy. So it behooves us for our own pocketbook to save as much as we possibly can. So that's, in a nutshell, that's where we're at. We're looking for temperatures to warm up considerably compared to where we have been the last few days. And we're just hopeful that by this afternoon or tomorrow, temperatures will warm enough that we won't be in such a critical stage of energy conservation. Natural gas prices, just to give you an example, they're normally roughly $2. It's called MMBTU. So they're normally $2. This morning, they were running for about $650. Oof. So huge, huge price increase. Electric power costs normally are around $40 to maybe $100 per megawatt hour cost. This morning, they're running about $2,800 per megawatt hour. So extremely, extremely expensive. It's really putting a tremendous amount of pressure on utilities everywhere.